26, authorize the Director of Environmental Services to amend the administrative order on consent with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to perform remedial design work at River Mile 11E in the Portland Harbor Superfund site.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor and colleagues. This ordinance moves a portion of the Portland Harbor Superfund site forward with the next step of the cleanup process, which is the remedial design. River Mile 11 East is a 38-acre area south of the Fremont Bridge. It has been the site of 100 years of industrial activity. Six parties, including the City of Portland, are working with the Environmental Protection Agency to move the cleanup forward. And today I welcome Cindy Riles, Portland Harbor Technical Program Manager from the Bureau of Environmental Services, to give us a brief presentation. Welcome.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. My name is Cindy Riles with the Bureau of Environmental Services. Thank you for the opportunity to present some of the details of this project to you today. Hopefully, I'll be brief. Many people are already familiar with the Portland Harbor Superfund site. It's a chemical cleanup of the Willamette River that extends from the Sovey Island to about the Broadway Bridge. And EPA issued a cleanup plan for this 10-mile stretch of river last January. Because of the number of parties involved and the complexity of the site, some areas within the larger Superfund site will be moving forward with the next phase of cleanup ahead of the others. One of these areas is called the River Mile 11 East Project Area, and that's what I'm here to talk with you about. If you look at the map on this slide, river miles start at zero, where the Willamette meets up with the Columbia. And so River Mile 11 is at the far upriver end of the entire Superfund site on the east side of the river. The River Mile 11 East area consists of nearly 38 acres of river bottom and shoreline. It's hosted a wide variety of industrial facilities and overwater operations, in addition to many ongoing industrial and marine operations. It holds historic significance to the city as the location of the former Albina Engine and Machine Works, which was an active shipyard until the mid-1950s, including building or repairing over 25 vessels for the U.S. Army and over 170 vessels for the U.S. Navy, primarily during World War II. So here's an aerial modern-day photo of the site, and just to kind of help you orient where these activities will be taking place. You can see the Fremont Bridge at the bottom right-hand corner of the photo. The red bridge is the Broadway Bridge. In the far upper right-hand corner of the photo is Big Pink on the edge of downtown. And on the steel bridge to the left of the steel bridge, you can kind of make out Duckworth Dock in there. And so the site that we are talking about is where these ships are, kind of in the center of the photo. And the site extends from the Fremont Bridge to almost the edge of where those ships are docked. So this is the satellite image of the exact project site as agreed upon with EPA. Again, it's on the east side of the river, right around the Fremont Bridge. So who is doing this work? We have creatively called ourselves the River Mile 11 East Group. This is a group of five other people in addition to the city who have either now or in the past owned property or have business operations in the vicinity of the project area. These aren't the only parties that fit that criteria, but these parties have agreed to work together with EPA to do additional work in this area that supplements the larger harbor-wide work currently going on. The six parties that make up the River Mile 11 East Group are the City of Portland, PacifiCorps, Cargill, Glacier Northwest, Dill Trust, and CBS Corporation. In 2013, when this group formed, they signed an agreement with EPA to begin the supplemental environmental activities, and that work is expected to wrap up this spring. So we're requesting authorization now to amend the existing agreement with EPA to add on additional work that will keep the cleanup moving forward. So I'm going to take a quick step back and talk a little bit about the big picture of the Superfund site and the Superfund process. The colored shapes in this slide represent each of the major phases of Superfund cleanup, and along the top of the slide are the dates as they apply to the Portland Harbor Superfund site. It was listed as a Superfund site in the year 2000. Studies to understand both how contaminated the river was and how it might be cleaned up concluded in 2016. In 2017, EPA issued a cleanup plan specific to the harbor. And now in 2018, we're ready for two major new phases of the project, one of them being baseline monitoring, which will be used to gauge the success of the remedy moving forward, and the other one is designing those remedies throughout the harbor. It makes sense that the harbor be broken down into smaller areas for efficiency and for a number of technical reasons, and so that's what I'm here to talk about is designing a remedy for one area of the larger Superfund site. Once that design is complete, the construction of the remedy will occur, and then long-term monitoring will occur to make sure that the remedy is working. Meanwhile, we also have a lot of moving pieces that have been happening this whole time at the bottom of the slide, including making sure that upland sources of contamination are not reaching the river, community engagement activities, and redevelopment activities. The cost of the remedial design at River Mile 11 East is estimated to be $3 to $4 million over the next 3 to 4 years, but this is dependent on EPA approvals and requirements. The design of environmental remedies of this complexity often start out with several unknowns that need to be refined along the way. We'll not know the cost of construction of the remedy until we're further along into the design. So the amendment that's the subject of the ordinance is based on an EPA requirement to complete the design for the cleanup of the project area. Some of the current unknowns that will be fleshed out during the process include figuring out design challenges such as active docks, steep banks, submerged debris, future dredging needs, consideration of bridges, and submarine power cables. This is a map from EPA's cleanup plan for the area that includes River Mile 11 East. You'll see the Fremont Bridge kind of in the middle of the map. So this map actually extends well beyond the project area that this group is working in. We'll be working on the focus will be on the outline I showed in the previous slide, which is mostly the yellow and green areas in this map. EPA's cleanup plan provides a general framework with which to move forward with remedial design. The green areas in this map are proposed capping areas, the yellow are proposed dredge areas, and the kind of peach color is monitored natural recovery. And as the design progresses, this plan may be refined to fit within the limitations specific to River Mile 11 East based on the design challenges I just mentioned. So in conclusion, we're really excited about moving forward with this project.
Can you hold this picture for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Colleagues, when Cindy previewed this PowerPoint, in some ways I thought this was the most striking photograph that she put in here. And I just want to call your attention to the fact that unlike the other slides she put in here previously, which showed industrial activity in the lower left-hand corner, that is actually what the Albina neighborhood looked like pre-urban renewal. So when there have been these conversations about this larger vision, Mayor, for the Rose Quarter, and thinking about how to go from Blanchard North and create a new street grid and reconnect the community, that's what the Albina neighborhood looked like when it was single-family homes and streets and other things. Before urban renewal came and turned most of the area on the bottom left into an industrial area, and of course, the Rose Garden and Memorial Coliseum and other things. I've not seen this picture before, and I think it's just striking. And I think one of the questions that we'll be asking over the next few years is as part of the a proposed Rose Quarter vision, are we committed to restoring the old neighborhoods and the integrity of the Albina district as reflected in this extraordinary photograph. So thank you, Cindy.
Thank you. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
Colleagues, any questions? Public testimony?
No one signed up.
Nobody's signed up. Well, then I'll just make a comment. I think this is great. And Commissioner Fish, I know that I've enjoyed a strong partnership with you on the Superfund issues, and while it is a daunting project, I also have to say it's been fun, and it's been interesting. And this is what I believe begins the real tangible aspect of our work. And as I looked at your lengthy timeline at the beginning of the slide, we're getting to the point where we're actually starting to do the work, and that is exciting. And I want to thank you, Commissioner Fish, in particular for that. Thank you for your great work on this.
Thank you.
We'll call the roll.
Fritz.
It is indeed exciting, and congratulations. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, and also Mayor, for your support. Aye.
Fish.
When Mr. Kelly, Albert Kelly, was in town recently, special assistant to the EPA administrator, a former banker from Oklahoma, when Mr. Kelly was here, he reminded us that the EPA has a genuine sense of urgency about moving these Superfund sites. That same sense of urgency is not shared in some other areas of their jurisdiction, in things that we care about. But they have decided to put some resources behind moving the Superfund plans. I believe that Portlanders expect us to start showing some tangible results. And one way we do that is that we complete the planning process. We get in the river and we start doing the cleanup. And Mayor, if you're going to continue to insist on swimming in this leg of the river, I think the sooner we get it cleaned up, the better. But I'm very pleased with the partnership that we have to do the work, and I want to especially call out Annie Von Berg, who's here, who is our point person, the whole team at BES, our esteemed legal counsel. We have a number of lawyers providing great work on this. And I want to thank Amira Streeter on my team, who's my lawyer, and Sonia Schmansky and others in the office who have been working on this. I'm pleased to vote aye.
Sussman.
Well, it is indeed gratifying to see some actual I don't know if it's shovel on the ground is the right analogy, but we're actually seem like we're poised to actually do some work, and that's a good thing because this has been a long process, too long, in my opinion. So thank you, Commissioner Fish, for bringing us to this point, and thanks to BES and for doing the great work here. Aye.
Hugh Daly.
Thank you for the presentation. It's very exciting to see first step. Well, I guess it's not a first step. But, yeah, shovel in the ground, whatever we're going to call it, aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Last item is the second reading. Please call item 27.